Classes are back in session at Iowa colleges and universities this week, but in order to slow the spread of COVID-19, classes are being held online. Iowa Public Radio spoke with students and faculty at the University of Iowa about some of the challenges of going virtual. I'm Kate Payne. The new coronavirus is upending campus life across the state as colleges and universities close dorms, lock classrooms, and cancel commencement ceremonies. It's all in an effort to slow the spread of the highly contagious virus. The decisions have forced some students to move back in with family members and sent instructors scrambling to overhaul lesson plans and test out video calls. Lizzie Hanshey is working on her PhD in anthropology at the UI and is a teaching assistant for a 200-person lecture class. She says it's been a relatively smooth transition for her.
Just the nature of what our class is, that is a little bit easier, but I know students in other departments, graduate workers in other departments are facing greater barriers, or their department doesn't have as many resources.
She says other students are wondering how they'll pay rent and whether they'll get funding for upcoming semesters as their student loans hang over them. Some professors are having to scrap their lesson plans while wondering if their students are getting by. Art professor TJ Ditto Norris is teaching painting and drawing this semester. Instead of hanging her students' work in a class gallery, she's been giving them advice on finding makeshift studio space.
Another student is using their mudroom in their apartment. Another student has gotten permission from their landlord to use the basement as a studio.
She says it's a sort of practice run for life as an artist after school.
This is also a crash course to, like, once you leave, you're going to have to figure out what you were going to do anyways, like what the studio space looked like outside of the institution.
For some students, it just won't be possible to get the experiences they signed up for this semester. Study abroad programs are canceled and laboratories are closed. Damani Phillips is a jazz professor and says his ensembles simply can't perform remotely.
In a music style like jazz, where it's, you know, very much about being in close proximity and chemistry between players and being connected to the moment, and interacting with an audience and, you know, getting them on board, all those things that are absolutely vital to the very essence of the music.
And that just can't happen during the pandemic. But he says he's trying to come up with ways to make the last few weeks as meaningful as he can. For some students, these emergency measures are an inconvenience. For others with different learning styles or special needs, moving to online instruction may be a major challenge. For Brittany Anderson, it means rethinking her entire dissertation. She's working on her PhD in anthropology and says she had only been in Sierra Leone for 2 days when the University of Iowa announced its international travel ban. She was slated to do 9 months of research for her dissertation on the long-term health outcomes of people quarantined during the Ebola outbreak.
I mean, I had a lot of backup plans, but I didn't really have a backup plan for an epidemic that affects the entire world.
She won't be getting back to Sierra Leone anytime soon, but as people around the world go into quarantine due to COVID-19, she may not have to go very far to do more research on social isolation.
That has been one of the things I've talked to my advisor about, especially because my project really dealt with, in Sierra Leone, what the long-term consequences were of quarantine, both for people who were ultimately infectious and those who weren't.
It's too soon for Anderson to know what the full impacts of COVID-19 will be for her education. In the meantime, colleges and universities across the state are urging faculty and students to try and be patient during this transition and to ask for help when they need it. I'm Kate Payne, Iowa Public Radio News.